This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast.
Oh, intermission.
No, it's halftime.
Stop by 9390 Rogers Avenue for the best liquor, beer, and wine deals in the River Valley.
Arkansas wins a national championship!
Check out Eastside Liquor on Facebook for weekly specials.
Say goodbye! Darren McFadden, 80 yards, touchdown!
Do you want to watch the Morning Rush, Halftime, Even, Ruskin, and Zach? Find our live video stream on Facebook, YouTube, X, Instagram, and Twitch. ESPN Arkansas, more than just radio.
Welcome back into Halftime for our second hour on ESPN Arkansas and hitthatline.com. I'm Phil Nelson. Matt Jones, still looking about as pretty as you were 60 minutes ago. And C. Maverick is back to being C. Maverick for the time being. Calls and texts always coming in on the McLarty Daniel hotline at 877-377-6963. We'll have Connor O'Gara coming up in about 15 minutes or so. You know, another big thing that we're waiting on today is a decision from Dan Hurley as to whether or not he's going to take the Lakers job or he will stay with the UConn Huskies. Be a humongous shakeup in college basketball if he does take that road. And he has called it a compelling case. And the Lakers have made a compelling vision, according to Hurley, told ESPN that yesterday, to become their next coach. So I don't know. I mean, a lot of us, Matt, might think, what would you do in this situation?
Was it like, are you trying to copy Boston and you're trying to go get a Brad Stevens? Is that how they're seeing it? Where they're like, we're going to go get you. You're going to be the coach. You're kind of the Pat Riley, whatever. You're going to be the coach for the next 7 years. Then you're going to step into the GM. You know, is that the vision they see where, you're going to be a Laker for 30 years? Because they're talking long term and the way they're going about it. I don't doubt that Dan Hurley can coach. It'd definitely be an adjustment. And then we went over the roster, Phil. I mean, there's you have six or seven pieces that are okay. You know, you got some okay, but you were overpaying for some, and they don't. I mean, who's their primary ball handler? I know LeBron gets to do that a lot, but as he's getting older, I don't think they have enough pieces right now. So it would have to be a long term goal, and the Lakers aren't known for that. They fire a coach every other year, so. I am. And is it just something you go, hey, if they fire me in 2 years, I'm going to get this buyout of $14 million, and then I'm going to go coach college? So are you looking at it that way, or are you actually looking at it as a way where it's like, man, I could see me being here for the next 17 years?
Well, there's a major risk here involved, more towards taking the Lakers job than staying at UConn. Because I would imagine for Hurley, even though college sports is a crazy place and you never know the direction things are going to go, it's a safe place for him. I mean, you can be king of the castle with back-to-back natties.
It's like a gated community over there. Yeah.
Absolutely. Basketball school, you know, that nobody really cares about football there too much. Man, I think they'd care about hockey more than they would about football.
The Lakers job, I take it, there was a guy named Graham Potter. Everybody who follows the Premier League knows this. The Chelsea job came open. He had Brighton Albion. It would be like having the Charlotte Bobcats in second place. You know, had them in Champions League in spots. Chelsea job comes open. Graham Potter takes the Chelsea job. He's not even there through the end of the season because they fire their coach every other year anyways. And so now he's out of the Premier League. And so he's taking a step up and going up there, and doesn't mean the kid can't coach. The guy can't coach. How long is, what's the realistic plan? Because you're not winning a title this year, and that's how LA looks at it. If you don't win a title, it's a failure.
Well, you got to go into something like this is expect. And I think the buyout thing that you're bringing up is understood. It's like, how many years are you looking before we're going to win that first NBA championship? And be honest with me about this. Don't tell me that we can just go do it next year based upon the roster we got right now and we'll make a couple of signings and all of that. There's got to be real honesty about it, too. And so in that case, that's where a lot of the risk is involved. You know, are you really, if they've obviously, Matt, presented, in his words, a compelling case and a compelling vision. When I see the word vision, that isn't just about the next year. That's about the 2-3 years, 4 years after next year. Something that can last, something that's got a stable base to it, which is what UConn has right now. They've got the stable base. That's the coaching staff that they have. And that's about it, because I don't know if you can say you ever got a stable base in terms of talent on your roster, because that's a year-by-year thing. But as far as the name brand, as far as the league they play in, isn't about as safe of a place as you can be with a base that is marketable to college basketball talent in a way that not many other places are.
Anthony Davis, he's a starter in this league. Austin Reeves, I believe you got another starter right there. LeBron James, let's say he has 1 year less. There's three starters you got that are solid. Now you got to go Cam Reddish, no. D'Angelo Russell, no. I mean, you start looking Gabe Vincent. These are guys that need to be running the second unit. These are guys that need to be playing less than 17 minutes a game. They can't start and play 35 minutes a game. So you got three guys. And Anthony Davis is all pro, all world right now. He's one of the best bigs in the game. Absolutely. Austin Reeves, he's a stud. He is. LeBron's who they don't have. I mean, that's what you're going to war with. So you got to make some moves before you're going to do anything.
877-377-6963. Calls and texts on the McLarty Daniel hotline. First up, Greg in Farmington. Greg, good afternoon. Are you singing today, Greg? Are you singing?
No, but we're not singing today, but we are giving praise to the talent and the madness that was Prince. I mean, that guy was just so talented. A lot of people don't realize that on a lot of his studio albums, that's all him.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he had some great musicians on his touring bands. But when it came, that's, and once again, that's the advantage of having the studio right there in your basement. As he wake up 2-3 o'clock in the morning, he's like, "Oh crap! I need to get this put down." So he go down there, lay it down.
To me, like, but, Greg, the crazy thing is the people will compare him to Michael Jackson and everything. They're completely different musicians. I'm sure Michael could play the guitar, but I don't know many guitarists that shredded quite like Prince did. Like when you hear some of those riffs, especially like when doves cry. Like, I don't know, Michael was playing the guitar. He brought in Eddie Van Halen to do that on "Beat It." Prince didn't need Eddie Van Halen. He had himself.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and another aspect of Prince's talent is he designed and made his own costumes. So everything Purple Rain, 1999, all the way up, he designed and made his own clothes. And so that was just another level of the man's madness. So I wanted to drop those pearls of wisdom on CMAV because I know he's worried about our Mavericks. But the Mavericks are going to wake up.
But Greg, if we're talking to him about Prince, he's got to be the artist formerly known as C-Unit.
C-Unit, formerly known as C-Unit. But yeah, I mean, our Mavericks are going to wake up. They're going to get the job done. So, but I didn't know how far the homework the artist formerly used as C-Unit did. So I just wanted to drop those pearls about Prince's musicianship, drums, bass, keyboards, and all the stuff, and songs he wrote for other artists. "I Feel For You," Chaka Khan, "Nothing Compares to You," Shania Twain, or Sinead O'Connor, Shania Twain.
I like getting those two mixed up.
yeah, really. So anyway, so that's the levels right there. But anyway, y'all have a great day, and I'm out of here.
Thank you very much. Speaking of, if you're, he knew what he was doing when he said pearls, because one of Prince's better songs was "Diamonds and Pearls." which I think came out in the early 90s. Cecil, what's up, Cecil? He's on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Good to hear from you today, Cecil. How are you?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing? I love y'all, man. Love listening to you, enjoying it every minute of it. I heard y'all was talking about Coach Hurley.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Dan Hurley.
I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. Anyway, you know, Matt was a professional athlete. Matt knows how locker room conversations go, body language, and all of that. Now, I don't know this man. I know Dan, and I know of his dad. I don't really know him because I'm an SEC guy. But I do know that players have to buy in with the players. So when you're going to coach in a professional league, regardless of what sport it is, if you're not old, you got players probably older than you. Y'all might be the same age. These are grown men. So, you know, he has the tendency of hollering a lot. So I don't even know how that's going to work. I mean, good luck to him if he want to go pro. It's a lot of coaches, I'm sure, that want to coach in the pro leagues in different sports. But can you actually put up with all the friction, you know, because grown men are grown men. And so the players have to buy in. So it's a lot of scratching your head about stuff like that, you know. But it's something to think about. I mean, if he do get the job, I'm a Laker fan. I'm an Oklahoma City fan, too. Those are my two favorite teams, and I hope he do well. But you just never know, though, you know. So, and then under the contracts, I heard he was flying out there. And, you know, you want to get it. You want to be under good contract rules of your standards on how you want to do it. And if they agree to it, then go for it. And I'm sure that he can jump back out like Calipari did and go back to college if he wants to and get another job, you know.
Well, and on the other side of that too, and I think it's much different with the situation with Calipari, because he didn't build a national title winner at UMass. I think they'd been to one Final Four, and the Nets are not the Lakers. But what this doesn't have to be the only chance that Hurley has to get a head coaching job in the NBA. If that's what he's always wanted to do, this isn't the only opportunity. If he wants to be a West Coast, if he wants to be an East Coast guy, this doesn't have to be the only chance. But it is a big but. I mean, when it's the Nets are not the Lakers. Nobody in the NBA is the Lakers in terms of success, and
Boston
and
might be the closest
to it. Yeah, but I don't think there's another. The Dodgers mean a lot to Los Angeles, but I don't think as much as the Red Sox do to Boston. You know, and I think when I think of LA, I think of a Lakers town. When I think of Boston, I think more of a baseball town. But maybe that's because the Celtics haven't had, you know, tons of regular season success and postseason success like I remember when I was, you know, like 7 or 8 years old. But I don't know. It doesn't have to be his only opportunity. That's what I'm saying. But obviously, they've presented a case that's pretty compelling to him, Matt.
Well, I think that you've done this. Now, the question would be, Phil, is they got to get their guy now, right? Now, if they don't get Hurley, now who's Tang, who are they getting?
It's Jerome. That's right. They're going to Chris Jans next.
Right.
J.J. Redick. I thought Redick was going to be the guy just based on the reports you saw last week, and now he's just, you know, sitting there on the finals with Doris Burke.
I like Sam Cassell. He's a bench coach from Boston. I know somebody had brought up Corliss. He's a bench coach there in Minnesota, but you see why Corliss is at Minnesota when you have Towns and Gobert. You know, if you have a couple bigs, that's a guy you'd want to bring in. But point guards, you know, Sam Cassell, he hasn't left the game. You know, he got there at Houston and won a couple championships. He's journeyman, and he's still doing it.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hickey and Hole Law Partners are now here for you and all your legal needs in Mena and the Little Rock area. Hickey and Hole Law Partners specializing in divorce, custody case, civil litigations, and more. Having over 7 decades of combined experience to better serve you and the community you live in. Please visit kevinhickeylaw.com or call us at 479-434-2414 for a consultation or come by an office nearest you. Things are about to get better.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris George from Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas gifts, weddings, heirloom family treasures. And at Joshua's Fine Jewelry, we only have one sale every year, and it's right now. Every single item in our store is value priced for Christmas. We do custom one-of-a-kind jewelry. If that's what you're looking for, come see us. You can get anything fixed for a Christmas gift. Selection, quality, service, and Christmas red tag prices now through Christmas at Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville.
All guests join us on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, and it has been a minute since we spoke with Connor O'Gara from Saturday Down South, national columnist, and it's good to have you here today. Connor, how you doing?
Gentlemen, good to be here. Watched a lot of college baseball over the weekend. I'm not, Phil and I, we talk about this a lot, but I'm not the biggest college baseball guy just because my college football duties obviously take precedent, but my God, like, that was just an unbelievable weekend of entertainment, even if you're like myself and you didn't have a dog in the fight.
Yeah, and you're down to two leagues now, no matter what happens in the NC State-Georgia game. It's either going to be four on each side or five SEC teams, three ACC teams, and all I can think right now, Connor, is this sounds like the conversation we have during college football season about the SEC and the Big Ten. I guess the ACC would be the Big Ten in this case, right?
Yeah, look, I think it's extremely difficult for northern teams to have any sort of a chance. And I realize, like, the Pac-12 is a little bit different. You know, Oregon and Oregon State both being able to play in a super regional and falling short against SEC competition. You know, take that for what it is. But, like, my brother was the first baseman at Valparaiso, a little school up in the northern part of the state of Indiana. A certain Bryce Drew might ring a bell here or there. But the disadvantage that those schools are at is so significant. Like, you see it when they do these Southern road trips basically every February, where they're like, well, we can't play at our home stadium in this time of year. We need to be able to go travel to places like Arkansas. And I remember when my brother took a trip to Arkansas and played against a team that looked like it was already in midseason form early in the season. And he was just like, we're just still trying to figure out, like, who in the world we are. And I think you see that kind of play out, you know, obviously with the NCAA tournament. It's no secret that Big Ten teams and, you know, obviously teams on the East Coast, it feels like a Cinderella story every time they're advancing or doing anything. Like, Evansville actually winning a game against Tennessee was, like, this massive story, and understandably so. But, yeah, it's a difficult spot. It's not necessarily a surprise for myself personally to see SEC and ACC domination in Omaha.
Well, one of the wild things to look at right now is how there are programs that have had no success whatsoever in the postseason and just sort of middling regular season success over the last, well, no, I shouldn't say over the last 20 years. Just, like, look at Tennessee in the last 4 years compared to the 20 years before that. They rarely even made Hoover before Tony Vitello. Now you just sort of pencil them into Omaha every year. Kentucky, like, nothing. They had a good season in 2014. Every once in a while, it was a decent season here or there. They've never been to Omaha, and it looks like they've got a program that's built to last. You know, Georgia, they've kind of wandered the wilderness in the last 20 years in college baseball. They hire Wes Johnson, they get Charlie Condon as a walk-on, and boom, look at where they are now. You know, these are programs that nobody was really thinking about it as in the SEC and college baseball until maybe the last 4 years, or even in the case of Georgia this year.
the SEC is the most if you build it, they will come conference that there is. And those sports, or those teams rather, are great examples of that. They were showing last night the average attendance numbers for Tennessee during the Tony Vitello era, and it's unbelievable how much that has just become an impossible ticket to be able to get in the atmosphere itself. I mean, my goodness, that game last night in College Station, you know, before, you know, Schloss gets there, how much is that program having that type of atmosphere on a yearly basis where they got dudes with tarps off beyond the outfield that are just having themselves a great old time? I mean, you see it just across the Southeastern Conference as a whole. And, you know, Kentucky makes the investment into baseball. They get the new stadium. They get the right coach in there, and it makes all the difference. I mean, it's so much more difficult to do that at places where you don't have that weather in your favor. You don't necessarily have the resources to be able to spend on those specific programs, and you kind of know that your talent pool isn't as good. So it's a little bit of the yeah, but to create that atmosphere. Whereas in the SEC, you kind of always feel like, man, your team could have a chance. The fact that Florida, the 11th best SEC mm-hmm. team, is going into Omaha with just crazy amounts of momentum with what they've done the last 3 weeks, basically fighting for their season, it just kind of speaks to the conference and why it is a little bit different to be able to build in the SEC as opposed to other conferences.
Wonder how you felt about Florida even getting into the field of 64. I didn't like it just because I don't like seeing one more win than losses. But, hey, if the rule is there and you got to have a better than 500 record to get in, and they did, well, they got in. It's not a matter of talent. It's not a matter of, you know, can they hang with anybody in the country? Of course they can. This SEC teams normally can. I didn't like them getting in. You know, I don't think that them going to the College World Series necessarily justifies the selection just because the talent's there to begin with. What'd you think?
I think it'd be different if they didn't play anyone in non-conference than if they just purely benefited off of how good the SEC was. But the fact that they're actually willing to schedule in non-conference, everybody was talking about the number of quad one wins and the fact that they had this number one strength of schedule, I think that matters. Like, I think it has to. And Greg Sankey obviously was going to do what Greg Sankey was going to do when he gets to the SEC tournament and is talking about, well, what's the point of scheduling difficult in non-conference play if you're not going to reward it in the postseason? And, you know, I think it's not so much that it justifies the selection. It just quiets the skeptics. It quiets those who said, oh, Florida doesn't belong. Florida belongs. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I cannot believe that they won that game last night, which I probably had three or four different points where I said, well, Clemson's just winning this game no matter what. They're probably going to win the series as well. But, you know, you see the talent, and it's not just necessarily this conspiracy theory to get Jack Caglione into this field for TV ratings and all those different things. I mean, they've just found so many different ways. So, yeah, look, I think it's easier to justify when Florida kind of backs it up and makes a deep run like this.
Cam Cannarella, 6 foot, 180-pound sophomore. He's got another year before he'll get drafted in the big league franchise, probably. Could they use him at wide receiver for Clemson? Because that catch he made in center field, to me, it looks like he might be able to at least catch a tough ball like that.
Dabo should have met him at second base by the time he came back. Don't even let that guy get into the dugout. Make sure that he has a scholarship offer. And as you mentioned, I don't know if Dabo does the intra-program transfers, if he would tolerate such a thing. I don't think that requires use of the transfer portal. I don't know the ins and outs of it these days. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. But that's the best catch that anybody in a Clemson uniform has made since, what, like freshman Justin Ross in 2018? I mean, goodness gracious. Like, the ability to make that play and to do so without the warning track is something that I don't think I've ever seen before. And then you add in the context of, like, game on the line, season on the line, all those different things, man. Like, Clemson needs some guys that can come up in the clutch. I think Dabo's got to get a little bit creative here.
You ever made it to the College World Series, Connor?
I did, and it was awesome. I lived in Nebraska for 2.5 years, and yeah. I went to Omaha the very first year that I was there because it was the Kyle Schwarber Indiana team, and mm-hmm. that was a pleasure to be able to see that experience. How cool it is for those who have never been before to be able to see people flock to a place like that and to have these fan bases that are willing to jump on the bandwagon. Like, there are people that will just go and get a ticket every single day, and they just fall in love with a specific team It's not quite what the NCAA tournament is in college basketball, but the ability to just have this atmosphere that just produces craziness, and maybe not the same sort of craziness that you used to get at Rosenblatt, which is weird to think that the zoo parking lot is where that, you know, they used to have the NCAA tournament or the College World Series, but it is still just such a surreal atmosphere with so many different people and different fan bases that are there and be able to soak it in. It's one of one, and I would love to be able to go back sometime soon. It's a good question. I'm wrapping up a Chaos Scenarios series on Saturday Down South, wherein I map out 10 different things that could happen this year in college football that would create just pure and utter chaos. This the type of thing that you'd be talking about on national shows that would have major ripple effects, that would have impact on the sport perhaps for the rest of the 2020s decade. Things that can happen that are more than just random team gets upset in a given college football Saturday. There are so many different things, and if you want to, I started with Ryan Day getting fired at Ohio State. Cool. The impact that job would have and the way that we would see all these FBS openings and the way that Ohio State's roster, a very expensive roster, the way that would potentially get picked apart with a 30-day window with, you know, the transfer portal and those things, like, it would have a huge, huge implication on the future of the Big Ten and really the SEC, because it could be the first time since James Franklin left Vandy for Penn State that we see an SEC coach leave for a job outside the conference. So, look, I think that mapping out scenarios like that is fun. It's kind of fan fiction for nerds like me that just want to talk about college football 365 days a year. But yeah, we're wrapping that up this week on SaturdayDownSouth.com, the Chaos Scenarios series.
Is it safe to maybe compare what could be the same scenario that I'm sure everybody listening to this program here right now in Arkansas would be rooting for at Ole Miss? You know, with all the theoretically money that was spent building the roster through the portal like they have, the success that's expected. I guess nobody would really expect Lane Kiffin to get fired this next year, no matter what. But is there at least a halfway decent comparison between those two programs and the chaos scenario?
Yeah, I mean, I think Ole Miss winning a national title would be chaos. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that their track record against programs like Georgia necessarily lends itself to them taking a step that significant when we watched how that played out on the field. Yeah, the chaos scenario for a program like Ole Miss, in addition to like making the 12th playoff, is, you know, what if Ohio State opens up and if Lane were to take that job? Like, there are very few places in college football where you just have to pick up that call no matter what. Where your agent says, hey, this program is interested, what's your level? Ohio State is one of those few programs. And just everything that they have set ready to go. And you're seeing it this offseason, like, with, you know, everybody's talking about Ole Miss and things that they've done on the portal. Ohio State, man, the way that they have spent to be able to acquire talent and retain some of the guys that could have gone to the NFL draft, it's kind of incredible. And Lane would see that on steroids at Ohio State. But, yeah, that's probably the most chaotic thing that can happen to a program like Ole Miss this year would be if Lane, you know, somehow got the itch. But think of all the great jobs that have opened up since Lane has been in Oxford, and he has not left for any one of them, including obviously the Alabama one that had a huge ripple effect, which indeed was a chaos scenario. Nick Saban retiring at season's end. So yeah, it's hopefully going to be a year of chaos that we'll be talking about on a weekly basis here.
Well, it sounds like a fun article to read when you get it up there on Saturday Down South. We'll be reading, Connor, and appreciate you joining us today on Halftime.
Appreciate it, man.
You got it. Connor O'Gara, Saturday Down South, with us every other Monday on Half.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time. Eastside Liquor has every alcohol you need as we get close to summer. Green River Bourbon and Rye is flying off the shelves right now. Come check out the new Crystal Ridge Moonshine and Vodka, made right here in Hot Springs. Eastside Liquor, 9390 Rogers Avenue in Fort Smith.
Hey, sports fans, don't let plumbing issues throw you off your game. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric is here to tackle those pesky drain blockages and ensure your water heater is always in MVP form. With Pascal's world-class service, you can count on a winning play every time. Whether it's a quick drain clear or a water heater touchdown, Pascal's got the expertise to keep your home running smoothly. Stay in the game and leave the plumbing to the pros. Schedule your service online anytime at GoPascal.com. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric.
Well, we have breaking news. Dan Hurley has rejected the Lakers, according to sources telling Adrian Wojnarowski. So Dan Hurley will stay at UConn, turning down a 6-year, $70 million offer. How about that?
You know, it's a tricky deal. I think he probably made the right decision to stay there at UConn. It doesn't mean you're scared of another opportunity or not wanting about it, but isn't this kind of what you see with didn't you see this with the coach at Florida State when the A&M job was open, or the Alabama job, I'm sorry. They entertained the offer, they talked to you, listen, but it kind of, his mind was already made up.
Let's take a phone call from Coach in Van Buren on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Hi, Coach. How are you?
Hey, great show, guys.
Thank you.
I knew Cecil was right about Hurley not taking that job. Matt, I was one of your 10th grade coaches in Van Buren.
Oh, right on.
And went to church with you.
Yes, sir.
But great. I don't know who they're going to get. Who are the Lakers going to get now?
Coach Cal. I heard he was the short list.
Coach Cal. But great show, guys. I'll see you later.
Oh, all right, Coach. That was it. All right. Charlie is next here on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Hi, Charlie. You going longer?
Probably so. Matt, I think that was really smart by Hurley's agent, though, right? I mean, when the
right,
Lakers
that's what
threw
you do,
the offer.
Huh? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then and UConn's like, okay, we'll make you the third highest paid college basketball coach. And you know, I mean, hey. It is what it is, and I think Hurley has talked about going to the NBA. I do, you know, that's a tough job right now with, you know, the whole LeBron AD situation. It would be tough to take that job per se. So that's just my opinion on that. And Phil, since hopefully you won't hang up on me, can I ask this question too, like Ty did, or do I just need to go steer away and go?
Is the question
else?
Who's Ricky Henderson?
I'm not even going to say. No, I ain't even going to say it because I might get hung up on. It's just,
you won't get hung up on. Go ahead, ask the question, and then I'll answer. he's got
I'm
the giggles on. He's not even going to get it out. Go ahead, try again. 3, 2, 1, go.
Who is Ricky Henderson? But I know who he is. How could Ty not know who that is? How could Ty even know who that is? And I don't, you know, I just remember him for his speed, though. Like, I didn't watch him. You know, all the time. Obviously, I knew he played for the Dodgers for a while, but, you know, that's about all I really knew. Ty, for him to just say, who is that, is insane to me. But before I go, though, Matt, are you surprised that Caitlin got left off of this roster, or do you think this is just, because to me, they're going to win gold anyways. I would have took her just to make the WNBA better. That's just my opinion. Anyways, y'all have a good one.
I'm just gonna say one thing here. I think Caitlin Clark right now exists just for people to argue about her, and no other reason except for her, what she's doing on the basketball court for herself. Right now, she exists just for people to argue and call other people stupid.
Yeah, I knew Ricky as a Yankee and as an A. I guess he did play. Did he play for the Dodgers?
Phil? Last team. Yeah. Charlie picked the team he played 30 games for in his last year.
Caitlin Clark is an absolute stud. She's okay. I don't know. There's something probably behind the scenes that's being said, because why would you not want her on the team? She's talented enough. But yeah, I don't really think the way she handled it and the way she answered it. Go on. You know what? If you're not wanted, then I'll see you next time.
877-377-6963 to get with us on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. We're into hour number three in just a moment.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. And when the game's over, head on over to the online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of their over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use the promo code BLEAVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
The Arlington Resort Hotel and Spa has everything you want for your next getaway. With the luxury and hospitality of a grand old Southern hotel, the accommodations are sure to please everyone. Visit our thermal water bathhouse for mineral water baths and massages, or enjoy one of our many dining options, like our Friday night seafood buffet, primetime in a fountain room every Saturday night, or our award-winning Sunday brunch. Located in downtown Hot Springs, the Arlington is steps away from shopping, entertainment, Bathhouse Row, and the hiking and biking trails of the National Park. Visit ArlingtonHotel.com for more info.
Back on Halftime, we'll head right to the McLarty Daniel Hotline, and Mike Irwin from Pig Trail Nation joining us today. Always appreciate your time, Mike. How was your weekend?
It was okay. Watched a lot of baseball, trying to get this College World Series field finalized. I guess we still got Georgia with a chance to make it. They go up against North Carolina State tonight. You know, guys, I find it interesting with all this complaining about swinging for the fences too much, got to change the philosophy at Arkansas. And if you look at the field, if you include Georgia in that, seven of those teams are in the top 16 in home runs, starting with Tennessee with an astounding 173 home runs so far this year. Georgia, no way they'd be where they are right now if they weren't home run hitters. And they've got the top home run hitter in the country. They're number two at 149. A&M, 132. Florida, 131. Florida State, 123. Virginia, 116. North Carolina, 113. There's only one team in the field that's not in the top 16 in home runs, and that's Kentucky. They're not even in the top 50 with 84. So you can get there without hitting a lot of home runs, but it sure helps to do it.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely helps. And that was a thing that Arkansas kind of relied on a little bit more, I think, in the last third of the season. I mean, they finished with 87 home runs. I would have been surprised if you'd have told me halfway through the season they'd have finished with 87 home runs. It's just, it was difficult. It's, you know, I loved watching these games this last weekend. They were some really compelling, entertaining games. But I'm just like you. Like, if someone were to ask me, how was your weekend? I was like, well, I got a chance to watch a lot of college baseball. But it was just okay. Because I still know Arkansas can play with all the teams, at least in the SEC, that are there right now. And I still tell you that if Arkansas would have played Kentucky at Baum, would have played A&M at Baum, those two series could have gone either way. So, but that, you know, I think that's always going to happen, Mike. If Arkansas doesn't make the College World Series in the current state of the program, well, we're always going to feel that way because we always feel like they should be there.
Well, the issue now moving forward, and, you know, DVA said it after the game, he's going to move away maybe from so many home run hitters and go with more contact hitters, guys with speed, athletic guys. I guess the first portal guy they got is Aloy's brother. And I don't know that he's a 280 hitter at BYU. Not bad. But they're going to get a visit Wednesday from Logan Maxwell.
Yeah, TCU.
He's a TCU guy, 335, just three home runs, but 57 hits, 12 doubles, three triples. And this guy's fast. That's what Van Horn talked about. He stole 10 out of 12 attempts, stolen bases. And he's a left fielder, didn't make a single error in 46 games. He got speed out in the outfield. So that's where we see him trying to head. And they're just getting started, but that's a good start if they can land him.
Mike, Georgia versus NC State tonight. Who do you got going through and punching their last ticket?
Well, I mean, I'll go with Georgia. I mean, you need the number one home run hitter in the country in the field for the College World Series, right? That'd be pretty cool. And I always like to see an SEC team get in there. I don't know what will happen. But again, I think too much is made out of this. Get rid of Nate Thompson. He's trying too much to do this and that. And, you know, you just need to hit the ball. And I don't care if it's home runs, base hits, you know, just – and really – Arkansas was a good hitting team at times. They just were inconsistent. And the biggest game of the year, the one where they really needed to hit, they didn't, you know, and that was the last game against SEMO. And I just think sometimes that happens. But look, I mean, there's no guarantees of anything. Who would have thought Florida would get in? Come on. I mean, there was all kinds of talk about they don't belong, blah, 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 blah. Well, they're there. So baseball is not always predictable.
You know, they got just as much of a chance as winning this thing as anybody else. I mean, they're a talented team. Their pitching has finally come around. And when I look at the draw, the side that they're on, Florida plays A&M. I think they've already beaten A&M. I don't remember exactly, but I think they might have beaten A&M 2 out of 3 this year.
I'd have to go look, but.
I think so. But, I mean, just look at the rest of the league right now and look how – like I've always said – I don't know how Georgia hasn't been a dominant baseball program for a long, long time. Maybe it's the size of their ballpark or, you know, the idea that they only put money into football. I don't know. I just know there's a ton of baseball talent around Georgia. People joke about Kentucky baseball and everything. But that's a major athletics department that built a nice ballpark. Tennessee, you know, people think eventually Tony Vitello is going to be the head coach at Arkansas. He's never going to leave Tennessee. He's built a monster there in his own image and likeness. These are programs that have risen right now past Arkansas, at least in terms of regular, in terms of postseason success. And we talk about the SEC being the toughest league in college sports when it comes to baseball more than any other sport. You're joining now Texas and Oklahoma. You got other teams that haven't done much in baseball in the last 20 years that all of a sudden now are in Omaha again, and some cases 3 out of 4 years for Tennessee. This league just got tougher, and it got tougher independently of the Longhorns and Sooners joining this league.
And, you know, the latest hot rumor, and who knows if this is just baloney or not, but the latest hot rumor is that Texas is going to go after Vitello when the season is over. Supposedly they're going to offer him $3 million a year and sort of an NIL war chest, sort of like what Arkansas offered Calipari. I mean, I don't know if he would – I've called some people and haven't gotten any calls back yet that know him. To see if he would even, if they think he would even look at that. But it'd be hard to turn that down. Look, Texas are coming in they want to dominate. The other rumor is that A&M, they might want out. But they're so mad, still mad, that they came into the SEC to get away from Texas. Tired of Texas dominating all of the decisions that were made, pretty much running the Big 12. Okay, I'm going to go over here where no one team can run everything, and now here's Texas coming in right behind them. So they might want to go. I don't think they'll go to the Big 10, but I do think A&M has its eye on making sure that Texas doesn't come in and start trying to make all the decisions. I don't think they will, because the last time I checked, the league office is still in Alabama, so I don't think that'll happen. But I do think Texas wants to come into the SEC and make a splash, and you'd be making a big splash if you threw that kind of money at Vitello.
That would be pretty amazing to think about. Well, and I've got a tiny little single tear dropping down my face for A&M, thinking they'd be the only school in Texas, and this the state of Texas is big enough to have two schools in this league. If Alabama's big enough, Texas is certainly big enough too. But thinking of coach, you know, shaking things up and everything. What do you make of Dan Hurley staying at UConn and spurning the Lakers?
Well, that's really interesting. There was all kinds of talk that if he goes there, then all of UConn's players are just free game. Arkansas is going to come in there, get a bunch more of those guys. I'm thinking, how many more guys? Calipari's supposedly already out of NIL money. I don't know how he'd go get any more of those guys. But I love the college game. I don't like the fact that it's turning into professional sports. I understand players need to get paid. I've said before, guys, I'm not opposed to players getting money. I'm opposed to the open buying of players, especially out of the portal, where you see somebody, you play against somebody, oh, that's a good guy, let's pick him off and bring him over here to our team. I just don't like that.
Well, there was something I saw on Twitter over the weekend, which I think a lot of people thought, or at least just didn't look right or felt like it was bad taste. I guess there was a recruiting visit at Texas for a lot of football players, and they had Lamborghinis waiting in the parking lot for them.
Oh, yeah, I saw
that. That's amazing.
That's awful.
Now the car dealers are out in the open, but we knew that would happen.
Oh, it's just the look is awful. I know young guys probably go, wow, that's really cool. But what does that mean now? In order to recruit, you got to copy them and then bring out all the fancy cars when the guys come walking up. I'm not opposed to college players getting some money, but Lamborghinis and $1 million deals, $2 million deals, all that stuff, that's too much.
Yeah, it was. Remember, there were there athletic department, were football programs that got death penalties for cars going to somebody. Pretty sure I remember that was kind of the precipitous death of the Southwest Conference with SMU, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There is another side to this, though, guys, and there I've got good friends that hate. I grew up in Texas around a bunch of guys that hate UT, and some of those people know what's going on there, and they will tell you that Texas has always recruited well. They've always had the money. They think they've cheated all along. I don't know if that's true or not, but they point out that Texas underachieves, and they say that they underachieve because of the culture at that school. It's just not a good culture for winning in athletics. Who knows?
Well, who is that on for a culture inside an athletics department? Is it program by program? I mean, is it on the coach? Is it on the AD? It certainly looks like Sark has a good culture with his football program.
Well, I don't want to get into politics so much too much because I don't like to mix that with sports. But what the implication is that Texas is such a woke type school that they get athletes in there and they just start thinking, well, I don't have to work hard. The guy I'm talking to more often than not about the comparison, he's always talking about Saban. At Alabama, and he said the thing that made Saban what he was is he got 5-star guys to work like 3-star guys. Texas, he claims, doesn't do that. They're 5-star guys act like they're five-star, and it's harder to motivate them. I mean, I'm not there. I don't know what happens there. I do know that if you look at their recruiting, especially in football, they've underachieved over the years. They just have. They should have been right up there with Alabama every year, and they haven't been. So whether that changes or not with them coming into the league, who knows? But, you know, they're coming, and Razorback fans hate them. So, but they love to play them, too. So the rivalry, the biggest rivalry Arkansas fans have ever had, is coming back. Arkansas football fans, it's coming back.
For basketball next year, are you looking forward more to that Tremont Mark at Texas game, Arkansas-Texas, or more to the Arkansas-Kentucky game?
Oh, I think that Kentucky game's going to be wow. I mean, imagine Cal going back there and what that's going to be like. Razorbacks, I'm just telling you, Razorback fans cannot wait for basketball to start. For all our talk about NIL and, oh, it's bad to be buying players, that's what they're doing with these guys. And, I mean, it's a heck of a class. And I like the addition of Trevin Brazil. A lot of people are mad about that. But I'm telling you guys, I don't think Calipari would have done this if he didn't think it was a good idea. I think it's a good idea to have a guy, at least one guy that was on this team last year, a guy that's around these guys that can tell them, hey, here's the culture in Fayetteville. Here's what it means to be a Razorback. You know, you just need a guy like that. And I also think anybody that's ever had an NIL injury can, or an ACL injury can tell you that when you come back, you're always skittish about that because you don't want it to happen again. And I think he had some soreness last year. I think he didn't go all out. But by all accounts, he did well at the combine. He had a really high vertical. And I think he'll come back and look more like the guy we saw 2 years ago before he got that injury.
Mike, let's leave it there. Run out of time. Appreciate you hopping on, as always, today. Thank you.
See you.
Thanks, Mike.
Mike Irwin, Pig Trail Nation, with us each Monday on Halftime.
You're listening to the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast. Check out the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast at hitthatline.com. This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.